This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Well, that's great.
Give me the playback on that.
Wait a second, this isn't the song I queued up. Try it again. One and a two and a... There it is.
Hang your tears out to dry. Hang your tears
not dry, it ain't no need to cry. This is a hit.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark. In the States.
Yep. This am WFMU East Orange. The sound of the Midnighters. Those mighty rocking men. You should have seen the scene on their bus. Everything but chicken bones flying out the back door. With I'm Gonna Miss You. Little Richard with Miss Ann. Marvin and Johnny with Cherry Pie. Rex Garvin and Oh Yeah. Jesse Belvin, Hang Your Tears Out to Dry. Chaney and Chavez with Piccadilly Rose. We opened up with the Midnighters again, and it's love, baby, 24 hours a day. Uh-oh, there's the echo running out of the loop.
Running out of the loop. Running out of the loop. Running out of the loop. Running out of the loop.
But it sounds good. Anyway, I think we should go for the news report where we don't need the echo. Berserk. Gunwoman bursts into classroom and screams, "Kids, I'm going to teach you what guns are all about." School bloodbath. This was in Winnetka, Illinois. A distraught babysitter armed with three guns stormed into an elementary school here yesterday, That's a good place if you're going to storm a place with a gun, because the chances are no one's going to have a gun to shoot back at you. Anyway, open fired, killing an 8-year-old boy and critically wounding 5 others. The woman later fled to a nearby house, shot a 7th person, then killed herself with a single shot, police said. Detective said the woman, Lori Dan, 30, may have begun her rampage at the Hubbard Woods Elementary School because she wanted to shoot the child of a family that had recently dismissed her. Hard to find good babysitters these days. The child, a 5th grader, was on a field trip. Kids, I'm going to teach you what guns are all about, shouted Dan, screamed as she sprayed the terrified youngsters with bullets. There was blood all over the classroom and desks knocked over as children panicked during the 15-minute shooting spree. Jeez. Well, there'll be a TV movie about that one, you know. Guns 101, teen shot and cop dodges bullets. Right here in New York, in Brooklyn, violence exploded at 2 Brooklyn high schools yesterday, leaving 1 student shot in the head and another arrested for trying to kill a cop. Let's forget that story. Jesus. Oh, anything else in the news? Body swap snafu sets off furor at funeral home. The bodies of 2 Connecticut men who died the same day were switched, turning their funerals into nightmares for relatives. Mourners at one funeral stared in horror at the open coffin of a man they'd never seen before, decked out in the dearly departed's favorite suit. Meanwhile, their beloved was mistakenly cremated at the other funeral home. The case of the switched corpse has the families of both men up in arms. Both Thomas Egan, 68, and William Gormley, 73, died May 9th. Their bodies were taken to a Yale New Haven hospital and then shipped to 2 separate funeral homes owned by the Sisk brothers. Somebody along the way swapped the ID tags on the body. Whoops. Health group goes gooey over Louie Louie. Just say Louie Louie. Bop, bop, bop. We can change our, here we go. For this news story, we'll put in a new loop. Because tomorrow, folks, is National Louie Louie for Leukemia Day. I don't know what to make of this. The Leukemia Society of America has chosen the classic 3-chord rock and roll ditty. It's actually 5 chords on the original Richard Berry version for you collectors out there. As its official fundraising song of this weekend, Louie Louie will be heard in at least 30 parades scheduled in cities across the U.S., including Washington, D.C., Philly, and St. Louis. Not in New York, not in East Orange, not in Newark, though, unfortunately. First recorded in 1956, the song stirred a controversy in the 50s when a teenager said lyrics sounded dirty. They got it all wrong, actually, in this paper. But there will be Louie Louie parades in Philly and in Pittsburgh. Those of you who want to jam out on a Sunday afternoon. Anyway, I think it's time to get back to a little more music. We'll have a vibe report a little later, and an Il Bruce will be reviewing the SRL Survival Research Lab show. I didn't go. I do not stand in the rain for the cause of art. The hound stays dry for the cause of art. Anyway, let's kick into some more music with the immortal Orange Ray Hubbard.
On the telephone, a little bird told me that she was gone. I started to searching, and guess what I found? I found my baby done left this town. Now where'd she go?
I don't know.
Is she so?
I guess so.
Yeah, she's gone, she's gone. Guess what went wrong? She's so. If you find my baby before I do, I give her this message, please, please do. My heart just can't be free. Now where'd she go?
I don't know.
Is she so?
I guess so.
Yeah, she's gone, she's gone. Yes, what went wrong? Is she so?
I'm a little bit hard of hearing. What was that last thing you said?
I said it was a ball, and a ball it is.
Mm-hmm. But in order to better acquaint you with the facts of the game, I would like you to know that that ball cut the plate right in the middle. In fact, it actually bisected it.
You're crazy! The ball almost hit me!
That's right, and it's still a ball.
Would you like a little tip?
Yeah.
Go out and buy yourself a tennis racket, and as far as you're concerned, you ought to go see an optometrician.
Hey, Butch, you better come here.
Hey, what's an optometrician?
That's a big head doctor.
I always thought it was an eye doctor.
Now you're thinking of an optimist.
What are you squawking?
I tell you I wanted any horn blowers.
Well, no, but...
No, sir.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. All right, let's start again. Hold it! Stop that jug-headed piano player. Hey, Ingerts, come here. Where'd you get this piano player? In a turnip patch?
I'll have you know, sir, we're lucky to find him.
Find him? I don't think you found him. I think you went out and dug him up. Now drag him out of here and cover him back up. And while you're at it, play some music to dance by. Not this music to read comic books by. I mean music to dance to. You know, rock and roll.
Well, that's so much. Thank you.
this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here. I got friends on Beale Street that play that.
You know the old Sinclair residence.
Oh, you mean that old dump that ain't been rented for years?
Precisely. Now we have an opportunity to rent it to some prospective tenants. And I want to put on a respectable appearance.
You think you can do it, kid? What's wrong with this neighborhood as is?
Are you serious?
Naturally, I'm serious. It was good enough for our fathers, it's good enough for us.
Oh, I see. I'm wasting my time with you boys. Now listen, if the place isn't cleaned up by tomorrow morning, out you go. And I have the necessary papers to enforce the eviction.
Get out of here before we obliterate you. Hey, kid.
That's right. So, hey, I'm going. Doherty has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Boom, boom, boom. Tell you about the blues getting married.
What you say?
About the blues getting married.
What you say?
Yeah, tell you about singing. All the people are singing.
Yeah,
the bride is waiting.
Wait, wait.
Yeah, the most celebrating.
So gay.
But he ain't got the money.
No, no.
About the blues getting married.
Some people think it's funny.
Some people think it's true.
Yeah, down here. Woo, the little echo. The Eternals, where's my bum drums? The Eternals, Babalu's Wedding Day, Mel Kimbrough with Ha Ha Hey Hey. The Jaguars with Charlene. Brian Walker, I Stubbed My Toe. The Dominoes and Jenny Lee. Orange Ray Hubbard and Is She Sad. This is The Hound, this is WFMU, East Orange. We got the Vibe Report on the line. Except they screwed up the entire phone system. We're going to try to run do this. Anything there? Roscoe.
Joe.
You're on.
Hey.
What the hell's going on out there?
Well, I can barely hear you.
I'll scream.
But I'm...
How's that?
There you go. I'm here in Denver Stapleton Airport.
On your way to?
On my way to Los Angeles in search of Christina Applegate.
At the Celebrity Bowl Off?
Yeah, the T.J. Martell Foundation decided that they needed some low-end sort of half-superstar kind of guy, and so they're sending me out there. And
when was the last time you went bowling, friend?
I don't play games. But I figured, you know, since it's for charity, you know.
Yeah.
One time I went bowling with Mikey and Jack. But, you know.
You know, I didn't ask to be in this movie.
Yeah, I heard that. That's good. That's really good.
I like it. We got a vibe report?
No, it's just the traveling vibe. I'm out here, you know, it's the usual thing. You get on a phone with get on a plane from New York with a bunch of people in black clothes, and then when you get off, they all stream into this sandy-haired morass that is the middle of our country. So now I'm to the sandy-haired phase.
Mall culture.
People have tans out here and stuff, but they do look healthy.
Yeah.
There's healthy specimens walking by right now.
You could put them on the air.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they would do it.
I think if we yelled, "Oh, healthy specimen," it might work.
Oh, healthy specimen? No, I don't know if they got that.
Yeah, I had a few surprises for me today. They screwed up the whole board.
Oh, yeah?
They put everything that I use on the same channel, so I can't use them at once.
Well, that's good. sounds pretty good. Who you got out there with you?
Dale, but he disappeared with a girl named Gigi.
Oh, wow.
And Annie showed up with some friends.
Oh, beautiful.
So we have we have a full house.
So great. So,
you know.
Women are jealous everywhere. It's good. That's a healthy thing.
Okay, Roscoe, I got to go back to this and figure out exactly what on the board I should hit.
Okay, well, play some dead black guys for me, okay?
You got it, boy.
See ya.
End of the Vibe Report, folks. In low tech this week. Anyway, time for Soul Caboose. This is a request item, as almost everything on Soul Caboose in the last month has been. Send this one out to Art. Sing along in your hymnals, everybody.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Try to understand. You're falling more.
This is a hit!
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was a time when man did live in caves, as we all know. These people were known as cavemen, Neanderthal men, or troglodytes. What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back, back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen. Cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move, something like this.
Lucille, are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? I'm gonna call Lucille right now. Answer, cause when I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I wanna make love, she got female trouble. But that other thing that women have every month. She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen her in a dress, a skirt. When we go out, it's like two men out together. She wears a haircut short, black man. She don't have a tits, she don't wear makeup with high heels. And they laugh and whisper it out. Why do he take her out? She like women just like he do. Now I notice, styles that I just take young women clothes off with her eyes. Let's see, that number is 268-0777. Do I wear a lesbian for 2 months? Damn. I don't know if she's a man or a woman. She must be a... Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are? You do? You what? You got a date with my sister. Why you lesbian? You damn freak. You. She hung up on me. I hate all lesbians. I hate all lesbians. All women, and from now on, when I take a woman out, waste time. I'm gonna find out if she a woman. And we men know how that's done. I don't wanna see or hear a lesbian, cause my sister is a lesbian.
Well, baby, let me bang your box. 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 Baby, let me bang your box.
Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
You know, It's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. With the sound of Doug Clark and his seven hot nuts. Baby, Let Me Bang Your Box Part 2 by request. T. Valentine with Hello Lucille. That's the last time we're going to play that one. We got a million requests for it. We're waiting for an angry lesbian to call up and bitch about it. And until we get one, we're not going to play it again. Percy Sledge, It Tears Me Up. Jimmy Castor Bunch with Trogger. James Carr, Pouring Water on a Drowning Man. Screaming Jay Hawkins, Open It Up with Bite It. Anyway, how about that State of the Vibe report? Right from the airport, folks. We're in great shape today. Things to renounce. The A-Bones with Evan Johns and the H-Bombs Thursday at the Pyramid Club on Avenue A. What else is on here? Anybody want Molly's phone number? Sam Price, Friday, May 27th, That Telephone. Piano pounding genius. Catch him before he dies. He's about 90. There was something else going on. Ronnie Dawson, right here on the Hound Show next week, May 28th. The Blonde Bomber from Dallas. Anyway, any more news? Charles Dawson Butler. You know who that was? We got a whole house full of people here. Put on the remote mic. He was Yogi Bear, the voice of Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound. Bought it this week. Poor guy. We'll send the next one out to him. Anything else? See Prince's new album cover? Love Sexy. It's Prince, and he naked and fit. But you can see where they airbrushed his calves and his stomach. It's Prince as a... sort of like as a little cherub. Love Sexy, it's called. Anyway, we have very little else to do, but we're going to take a musical ride on a Sputnik. Coming right up.
Well, I said the fire has just begun. Well, I'm all around the world, the black crazy side.
Let's do it. Roll off on the foot next to the moon. Any old town won't be too soon. Get ready, baby, let it down your hat. We're gonna leave this earth like a ball of fire. We're gonna rock on the foot next to this tune. Look out, Mr. Man, up there on the moon. We're on air with a mighty zoom. We're gonna rock on the foot next to the moon. Moon in my eyes and a grease on my shoes. With my baby in my arms, how can I lose? We're flying through space with the greatest of ease. Well, me and my baby, well, we're so pleased. We're gonna rock those bunny to this tune. Look out, Mr. Man, up there on the moon. We're on the airway with a mighty zoom. We're gonna rock those bunny to the moon.
Yeah, there's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. Little Sputnik sounds there with Nelson George with Rock Old Sputnik, the Ecuadors and the Sputnik Stomp. Bill Thomas and Sputnik Story, Bo Diddley with Live My Life. We open up with Jerry Engler and Sputnik. Anyway, what else is going on here? Things to announce. The A-Bones Thursday at the Pyramid. Sammy Price at Telephone. That's on 2nd Avenue between 9th and 10th Friday night. And Ronnie Dawson will be right here next Saturday. And he'll be at Maxwell's Saturday night. Anybody see the Bob Chambers home video? That was a good one. They can put it together with the Bernie Getz thing. Little Bob Chambers running around strangling baby dolls. Made all the papers this week. And I'm sure he's having a great time up there. And what prison did they send him to? Someplace horrible. Someplace where he'll get it. Anyway, yeah. Cheap shots at easy targets. Our specialty here. WFMU, East Orange. Very little else to say. Hey, Dale, why don't you come in here and talk to the folk? Say howdy.
Howdy.
There's a mic over there.
Oh, boy, howdy.
Dale Ashman from
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Penthouse Forum.
Penthouse Forum, a good magazine.
And other skin rags. Tell us about your life as a
skin rag writer.
Yeah, has the Reagan era affected your career in porn?
Well, Reagan is a subscriber to Screw and Hustler, and so he's inadvertently pays my salary whenever I write for those magazines.
Wow.
Nancy's going to be the centerfold.
Ran out of tape on the echo.
Can I say stuff like that?
Yeah, say whatever you want.
Okay. Nancy Reagan is going to be the centerfold in the next Hustler.
Wow. I don't think I want to see that.
Not going to be able to show pink.
Somebody we refer to as a... never mind.
Right. But what do you think about...
We have to watch our language.
What do you think about Nancy and her... astrologer?
I don't really think anything about it.
What's your sign, Hound?
My sign?
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini. That means my birthday's coming up, folks.
My sign is no U-turn.
No U-turn?
Yeah, but...
Stop sign. Yeah. Penis rising?
Yeah. that's a good one. What's your major, Hound?
My what?
Your major.
My major what?
You mean the...
No, your major in college. Aren't you a college student?
No.
Aren't you a college kid?
I used to be. I'm finished with edumacation.
All right.
And it's finished with me.
I was in New Orleans at the Jazz Festival.
Yuppie Woodstock?
Yuppie Woodstock, I guess.
So tell us more about Russ Meyer.
Russ Meyer, okay. Well, the Russ Meyer interview I did 2 years ago was just reprinted in Film Threat magazine, which is available at See Here. Is that okay to say that?
Yeah.
Is that an advertisement? Hey, Ted, are you listening today? If you are...
don't call in.
Yeah, just that should be worth some money or something, or free magazines. But
we don't discuss payola.
Okay.
We just stuff it in our back pocket.
All right, where it belongs. But anyway, the Russ Meyer interview in its entirety, in all its glory, about 6 pages worth, is in the latest Film Threat, so... buy a copy. You know, if your local mom and pop grocery store doesn't have it, have them order it. They can put it right next to Ladies Home Companion.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
Play some music.
Right. Let's send this one out to our little pal Annie, who showed up here. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. Greatest live show on earth.
What with Manny? What with Manny? Ooh, what with Manny? What with Manny? What with Manny? Let's get it while the getting is good.
This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Well, that's good.
Let me just play back on that. We'll be right back.
about me. If I ever cross your mind, girl, girl, if you ever think about me, pretty baby, if I ever cross your mind, say, I love you.
Dig this.
So take my advice, this dance is really sticking, and it's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. So remember, folks, this dance is really sticking, it's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. All in Mexico they say, and the greasy chicken. And in Germany they say,
fast and slow, the greasy chicken.
And in China they say,
grease it, grease it.
And down here they say, the greasy chicken. Oh, cock-a-doo-doo. Cock-a-doo-doo. Oh, shut the gate, Susie, and don't let me in.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep. It's the hound, a little like greasy chicken. For you poultry fans. Hal Page and Thunderbird, Mickey and Sylvia with Dearest Calvin Bowes and Sophronia B. Big J. McNeely, There's Something on Your Mind. We opened up with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and We got the echo back if you haven't noticed. Tomorrow it's Louie Louie Day. Anybody going to Philly to the parade? Jam on it. Anyway, this is WFMU, East Orange. We have Mr. Dale Ashmolus. We're going into our VOM mentality here.
Now, what does VOM mean? I don't know.
It means we just play obnoxious noise music, usually the Stooges and the MC5 and that sort of thing.
Well, you know. I know a band from Lincoln, Nebraska that would fit right into that category.
Tell us all about it.
Charlie Burton Brandon. And the Hiccups.
So what if I hate this? I'm going to take it off right halfway through.
Yeah, and just tear the tape to shreds, exactly.
Okay.
The song is called Party Trained. It's a poignant story about a young lady who got party trained.
There's a 50-50 shot I've already...
Sunday with a hydrogen bomb, and drinking, surfing, flying high. There's gonna be a party tonight. can you get your tune? You can't get started any too soon.
Real slick, or would you rather we just relaxed and did Louie Louie?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep. Is that out here? they threw us throws. Famous last words for the Stooges with Louie Louie, a pair of Stooges bookends. We open up with Open Up and Bleed from a positively the most chilling record ever made, Metallic KO. We heard the Trashmen with New Generation, Wild Kingdom featuring our old pal Handsome Dick Manitoba, New York, New York, and Charlie Burton and the Hiccups with Party Train. What do you got there, Dale? Dale's got a bunch of Dictators records in his hand.
Is it too cliche to play California Sun by these guys?
I don't know. We got a Blues Hangover queued up. I don't think it'll fit in.
Maybe later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably on Kaz's show. We're not asking for requests, so...
Two-Tub Man, Master Ace Rock, none of that, huh?
Yeah. We have things to renounce here. Ben Vaughn tonight at the...
Where?
Knitting Factory,
hey.
House in the Street.
Speaking of Ben Vaughn, walking around the New Orleans Jazz Festival, I ran into Lonesome Bob, ex-drummer for Ben Vaughn Combo. What do you think of that?
I'm just really glad you came to share this with us.
Yeah, and I don't know if Ben's listening, but I don't know if Lonesome Bob's listening, but I wonder if those guys will ever work again together, do you think?
I've been losing a lot of sleep over it, so
okay.
I hope so.
I think they're still friends.
I still have Ben with his new drummer.
How's his new drummer?
He sits down.
Does he have a double bass drum, a full drum set?
He's got that guy Lynn playing drums.
That Lynn drum, yeah. Is he got like a Keith Moon style? Or?
Nah, just a straight-ahead drummer. He's good. He's good.
Where's he from?
I don't know. I don't think anybody cares.
What's his measurements?
Dale's mic goes off for that one. The A-Bones at the Pyramid Thursday with Evan Johns and the H-Bombs. Sammy Price will be the next 3 weekends pounding the piano and telling jokes over at Telephone. And, that didn't ask to be in this movie. Anyway, we got time for a Blues Hangover. I think it involves turning the echo off. We're going to kick into it. Little Lonesome Sundown.
I ain't got no rabbit foot or no oyster bone, but when I leave you, baby, you'll be so all alone, cause I'm a mojo man. Yes, I'm a mojo man. I'm gonna get my mojo working when you back again. Down in Alabama and down in Tennessee, I got a lot of pretty women running after me, cause I'm a mojo man. Yes, I'm a mojo man. I'm gonna get my mojo working and win you back again. Pretty baby, I'm coming after you, cause I'm a mojo man. Yes, I'm a mojo man. I'm gonna get my mojo working and bring you back again. No, you pretending, baby, you know that it's true. My mojo working, it's gonna work on you, cause I'm a mojo man. Yes, I'm a mojo man. I'm gonna get my mojo working and bring you back again.
Find out what you're putting down. Checking up on my baby. Find out what you're putting down. So many nights and days I have been out of town. Even right, I wouldn't call home, and I wouldn't even write. I caught me a plane, flew back the same night, checking up on my baby, find out what you put down, checking up on my baby, find out what you put down.
Time ago, when the people had this liquor and stuff, well, they take this liquor and they hide it anywhere. Hide it in their crib, hide it on the crib, hide it on the house. And some of them hide it in their chicken house. Ain't nobody gonna look around there because they figured that somebody may figure it was in there. And so some of the neighbors found out that this stuff was hid in the chicken house. And they went in there and they went in there and broke the lock on it and got it. And the old man come on, the man was making this stuff, making it, you know, we wonder who broke the lock. Children told him, I don't know. Who broke that lock man in our door? I found out a while ago who broke it. Who broke that lock man in our door? And that night, down at the saloon, the people were playing it. Who broke the lock? I don't know. Who broke the lock in our door? And the law walked in, he said, I'll find out before I go, and it wasn't supposed to even have it. Who broke the lock? Who broke the jug, everything, whatever it was. He'll find out before he go, who broke the lock. You know, probably that us.
I don't know, from the end I've gone. Before I go, broke the lock from the end I've gone.
Yeah, who broke the lock? I don't know.
Who wrote the song?
From in our door.
No, boy, no, no,
and poor
no,
bro. Who wrote the love from in our door?
No, who wrote the song?
I don't know.
Who wrote the song?
From in our door.
No, boy, no,
before
no,
I grow. No. Who broke the love from in our door? I don't know. From in our door. Before I go. Who broke the love from in our door? As the wind blows 40 feet, brass snake bit me on my knee. I turn around to see my bed, my boots slipping on his head.
Now who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From in our door. Before I go. Who broke the lock from in our door?
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From in our door. Before I go. Who broke the lock from in our door? So he said, three boots deep. I got one in my phone. Head up in, he broke a nut. He got dangling watermelon bun.
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From in our door. Before I go. Who broke the lock from in our door?
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From in our door. Before I go. Who broke the lock from in our door? I don't know. In our door. Before I go. Who broke the lock from in our door?
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From in our door. Before I go. Who broke the lock from in our door? I don't know. In our door. Before I go. Who broke the lock from in our door?
Drank last night. I tried to take a drink night before. Now before you might get a drink, my baby take it far before I could even take it in the pool. She used to be beautiful, boy, but she lived her life too fast. Well, I say she run around sitting up late at night, but drinking by anybody in the whiskey glass. Thank you.
work with me, I'll work with you. Get on the phone, you know exactly what to do. Whoa, baby, tell me what's wrong with you. Whoa, whoa, what's wrong with you? You're acting so funny now. Don't know what to do. Here. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Ah, baby. You and my little Cuban doll, old baby. Ah, ha, ha. My little Cuban doll, old baby. Yes, you're my little sugar now. God knows I don't mean me well. Long time.
Back in the jungle.
Yep, this is Ham, WFMU. Echo,
that's what
it is. East Orange. A little blues hangover for those of you just waking up and puking for the very first time today. We had Lightning Hopkins with the Bad Boogie, Forest City Joe, which She Lived Too Fast. Butch Cage and Who Broke the Lock, There Goes the Echo. JB Hutto and Combination Boogie. Sonny Boy Williamson checking on my baby. And we open up with Lonesome Sundown and Mojo Man. Anyway, what else is going? We got a few more minutes left. Kaz is filling in for Lori S. at 6 o'clock. Things to announce. We're not going to announce anything. We're just going to kick right back into it with Tommy Steele, of all people, who actually made one good record in his life. It's called Drunken Guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Stay away from. Any girl who owns a large dog
I heard the news. I dance good rocking tonight. Baby, as tight as I can, what I heard you. I had a car rocking tonight. Hey, rock. Hey, rock. Hey, rock. Hey, rock. Hey, rock. Hey, rock. All my blues away.
Who say house tricks.
The name of this song is the Jet Tone Boogie. Take one.
girls with slave bracelets.
Down. Day late and a dollar short on that one. Anyway, hanging in like Gunga Din. That was Robert and Ronnie and Johnny with Massacre. We had Whitey Poland and Tuscaloosa Lucy, the Jet Tones and the Jet Tone Boogie, Link Ray with Good Rockin' Night. We opened up with Tommy Steele with Big Jim Sullivan and Drunken Guitar. Anyway, that's it, folks. The good Lord's will and the Crick don't rise. We'll be back next week with Ronnie Dawson. I'd like to thank everybody who came down. Take a roll call. Dale, Gigi, Tim, Annie, Dan. Yeah, Kaz is up next. That's it.
I met you on a Saturday, and Sunday we had a day. But I was detained, my darling. That's the reason why I showed up late. I just want to hear you say that you will be mine. I mean it from your heart. Baby, don't let me lie. I walked you to the altar when you said I do. To you.